Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. Hey, ladies, we are back with another episode of Wow. And you guys, this is our second episode on our word for the month for June, which is engage. This is a word I love so much because I am a person that loves to do. I love to do things. So engage is just like another one of those action words that's like, yes, let's engage, let's do. And if you had not had a chance to listen to the episode before this, I'd really like to encourage you to just take, it's a short episode. I think it's like less than 7 minutes. I'd love to encourage you to take, 7 minutes out of your day, give it a quick listen, and then jump back in to this one. Because I want to talk about this word. And this word is, I think we have a tendency in society, I feel like, at least in my lifetime, I feel like we've swung from one pendulum to the other. And we have gone from, I feel like my mom's generation was, they said yes to everything. They engaged in every single thing that was offered. And I think that they would say, I think at least my mom would even say too, that there was a burnout that they felt because of that. And then I looked at when I was raising little ones, for those of you who, I'm in my 40s, and so I had little ones. We had swung the pendulum the total other direction, which was say no to everything because you don't want to get burned out. And I'm hoping that we are coming back to this middle place that is, yes, engage, yes, do, but make sure what you're doing has purpose and intention to it. God calls us to serve. As you read all the stories in the Bible, there is not one story, at least that I'm aware of, that God just, shared his truth and then just was like, bye, see ya. Every story was, now go tell the people, go share what's happened to you, go talk to, this person, that person, whoever. And if there is a story, there may be one or two, if there was a story where God said not to tell, I'm pretty sure he was telling that one person, and there was probably a really good reason. So if you think about Jesus talking to people in general, the people he was interacting with, he always gave them an action step. It was never to go home and hide their faith and do nothing now that they had accepted Christ, right? It was, okay, now your next step is to go and share this with the world and with your people. And so as we think about this word engage, I also want to remind us that we are called to serve. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to serve right in the church. You can serve in your community. You can serve in your children's schools. You can serve at the church. We love when you serve here at the church with us in ministry. There's lots of ways to serve, but God has called us to serve. And so what I want to do is I want to share with you two things to think about as you are hopefully considering engaging in ministry or engaging in things that you are willing to commit your time to. That's really what engaging is, right? You're saying this is important enough for me to set aside time. This is important enough that I want to give my precious time to this thing. We are going to engage in this, whether it's a conversation with somebody, whether it's a class you're taking to learn more skills, whether it's a ministry you're serving in, whether it's a classroom you're volunteering in, whatever it is, you are saying, this is important enough to take my time and attention. So how do we get to that place? How do we know what is really worth our time and attention when it comes to serving? Okay, when it comes to engaging and giving of ourselves, there's a lot of things that we just do because that's just what we do, right? We're going to have certain conversations throughout the day. We're going to interact with certain people throughout the day. But when it really comes to giving of our time to serve, How do we know what to say yes to, and how do we know what to say no to? I feel like that is a question that comes up in our lives so much is what do we say yes? How do we know to say yes? What do we say yes to? How do we say no? What do when we say no? So that's what I'm going to talk about today. So when I typically go through whether I'm going to say a yes or a no, first of all, even though our society is very much so, you have to have the answer right now. You don't have to have the answer right now, ladies. You can take a hot minute. You can say, you know what? Thank you so much for this opportunity. Let me pray about it and get back to you. Now, here's what I will encourage you to do when you say that to people. When you say, let me get back to you, that feels very open-ended. It feels very open-ended to the person who's talking to you. And in your mind, you've actually left it very open-ended as well. And chances are you will not get back to them because it's just this open-ended thing. So what I really love to do in my own life is I'll say, you know what? Thank you for this. I am going to look at my calendar. I'm going to do some praying. I'm going to get back to you, and I will get back to you by such and such date. And I will even put it in my calendar. It will be in my planner as, you know, follow up with so-and-so on this day so that I make sure that I stay on top of what I'm thinking about and what I'm praying about and what I'm trying to decide about. So first of all, you don't have to answer right away. You can take that time, but be intentional in how you take that time and let that person know that you are going to come to them with a decision in a timely manner. Also, another thing is, what do you love to do? What do you love to do? What are you gifted to do? Because those are the things that will that really make serving in those areas easy, natural. You'll be good at it. So you will actually come in and be a help when you serve. It's very easy for us to say, well, I like to do this, so I would like to serve in this, and this is the only thing I'm willing to do. You guys, I want to encourage you, that's not helpful. You need to come in with a heart of grace and love. And you need to come in and say, these are my gifts, these are my talents, these are the things that I really enjoy doing and that I'm good at and come natural and I feel like God has gifted to me. Is there a way that that can be used for what you need? Those are the kinds of questions we need to ask. You don't need to get rid of your gifts and talents, but you don't need to come in demanding that they be used either. So we're going to take time in our response, but we're also going to notice and take account for our gifts and talents that God's given us and ask how we can use them to the people who are needing the help. And then the third thing is that when we go to commit to serve, we need to be really realistic. This is something that I have personally struggled with in the past. I'm much better about it now. So I am preaching to myself on this one. But you guys, it's very easy to say yes. It's very easy when we are excited to look at a commitment and say, absolutely, no problem. I'll bend over backwards to do this. But the reality is that sometimes we can't bend over backwards to do it. So we need to really look at what we are committing to. And we need to really decide, can I meet that commitment? Can I meet it realistically? And if you can, fantastic. And if you can't, then it's okay for you to either A, talk about it with the person, like, here's what I can give, or B, look at the other things that are going on in your life right now and see if there's something that can be let go of to free up more time. We have different seasons in our life, and so sometimes the things that we've been doing for a while are not necessarily in the new season that we're in, and it's okay for us to pass the baton to somebody else. It's okay for us to say, you know what, my time here was good, and I loved it, and you know what, God has called me to something new, and it's okay to take things off our plate to make space for something new. So as we are talking about engaging and as we are talking about looking at our lives and saying, Lord, what do you want to do with me? We know God has great purpose for us. We know he has a big plan for us. And so we want to engage in that plan and in that purpose. And to do that well, we need to take stock. We need to take evaluation and be intentional with what we are committing to and how we are committing to it. If you are looking for ways to serve and you feel like maybe you would love to come serve either at Emmanuel Faith Church or even in women's ministry specifically, I'd love to encourage you to reach out to me. You can reach out to me at bnichols, it's the letter B as in boy, N as in Nancy, I-C-H-O-L-S at EFCC.org. And we would love, I would love to sit and talk with you and hear your heart. All right, you guys, blessings as you love and serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.